Feeling down because someone won't bake your gay wedding cake? Just remember Senator Tom Cotton's advice to keep things in perspective. In Iran, they don't sell gay wedding cakes. And the gay who asks for cake, he gets hanged. So quit complaining, because sure, being denied your basic human dignity might smart a bit, but at least we're not hanging you. Paid for. Indiana is the crossroads of America. Home to the Indianapolis Colts, the Indy 500, the world-class cities of Indianapolis and Bloomington, and that Hoosier hospitality that makes everyone welcome, especially bigots. Whether you're a family of bigots, a couple of bigots, or just an individual bigot, you can explore Indiana Dunes State Park, tour the covered bridges of Park County, and shame and humiliate people who are different from you to your heart's content. Indiana, it's a great place to be a bigot. Paid for by the Indiana Board of Terrible People.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new and improved Nicholas Snow Live. I am your host, Nicholas Snow. It is April 6th, 2015 at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And if you were wondering what today's show is about, well, you've already have an idea based upon what you've already heard. So glad the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation is letting us know what we already know. Across the country, we're seeing Indiana-style discrimination laws coming before legislatures and in too many instances passing under the guise of religious freedom. A shocking 14 more states have introduced legislation to perpetuate and preserve discrimination. Let's be clear, these laws aren't just about policy. They're about fear. Fear lives in hearts and minds. It's dangerous. It spreads quickly, and it must be stopped. So today I'm welcoming to the show in a few minutes someone I've known for over 30 years, Jen Houston. She is a very passionate ally of the LGBTQI community and has some more experience than just being an ally, which she can talk about if she wants to. But she has really passionate views, as we all do, on this particular subject matter. And really cool thing, she's just come out with a new album. It's called I Was Told There Would Be Pie. So she's coming up. Now, I want you to know that what you're about to hear is all the contact information to use for the show. The current live broadcast time is Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Right now, it's Pacific Daylight Time. If that's not a convenient time for you to listen live, you can always listen to every podcast on demand. So during the information I'm about to play, I will be screening calls. The number to call is during live broadcast is 347-215-8866. I'll be back live in just a couple minutes.
I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear their commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main sub menu.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Nicholas broadcasts live almost every day, and he wants you to be a part of the conversation. If you are listening live, the phone lines are open now. Call 347-215-8866. That's 347-215-8866. We're screening calls right now, so get dialing. Call 347-215-8866. While he's screening callers for today's broadcast, here's some important information for you. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. At any time, 24/7, you may direct tweet at @TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangout. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And welcome to the show. So glad you're here. I'm not going to leave her on hold for just another minute. I'm not. I'm going to bring her on right now. Welcome to the show, my good friend Jen Houston. Hey, Jen.
Hi, honey. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of this. And I miss you. I miss your face.
Oh, I miss you too. You know, right now you and I are both bi coastal.
I was like, honey, I'm bi. You are definitely not.
I'm a big old homo. You are in New York. I am in California, but we met in Arizona. And you know, when we met in Arizona in the early 80s, I think that it was a lot less conservative then than it is now. What the hell happened?
I totally agree with you. I really, really do agree with you. I mean, you know, you and I were raised in we went to the same church, so we definitely had, our conservative church, you know, sort of the feelings about that, which was fine because we were both really into it.
It was an Episcopalian church.
Yeah, and it was
lovely. We sang in choir together. We were choir girls.
Lovely. Yes, we were choir girls together. But, I have to tell you, I said to somebody the other day, and they kind of didn't believe me. You know, I'm married to an amazing dude named Alan Piper, and he worked on Obama's last campaign, actually moved away there for a year and worked on a campaign. And during the time he was working for the campaign, we actually had to go to Arizona for my mother's fourth wedding. Let's make that clear. We had to go to Arizona for my mom's fourth wedding, which, whatever. And I got to tell you, when those people found out that Alan was working for President Obama's campaign, we were treated like international terrorists the whole time we were in Arizona.
God.
I mean, it was insane. It was insane.
Well,
and I think that is not the way I grew up. It just wasn't. The divisiveness, you and I both can safely say that this is a brand new, fresh field of hatred and conservatism that we're walking around in.
You know, to talk more about Arizona, and I really had no idea we were going to get on the topic, I think my grandparents would be turning over in their graves if they thought what had if they saw what had happened to their Republican Party.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people are very quickly, you know, running, you know, hard and fast away from the Republican Party because it's definitely been hijacked, to coin a commonly used phrase. My husband's father as well. My husband's father worked at the White House in the Department of Defense for years and was a diehard Republican his entire life. And after the Bush administration, he thought that everyone kind of went crazy. And he voted for Obama both times. And, it's definitely changed. Definitely changed.
Well, you know, when my mother passed away about 5 or 6 years ago, and when I go visit my stepfather, he watches Fox News from morning until night, even when the shows are repeating.
Yeah.
And will not allow me to change the channel to watch anything else, and believes that every other news source is cannot be trusted.
Yeah, that's my mom and stepdad are of the same mind. As a matter of fact, they've been known to say that they think that Fox News is too liberal.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
oh,
they don't
my.
Watch, and that's their only news source. They won't watch. They won't even watch CNN. I mean, they just won't turn to any source that would actually give them maybe, I don't know, some facts. You know, not even a. There are other spin shows that they could watch. You know, that they don't even watch those. They just think that it says news in the title, therefore it is the news.
I think that we should sentence them all to watch a week of Rachel Maddow reruns.
I think so too. Oh, I think so too. But yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy landscape, and you know, I like you feel, I'm sure, like we're taking 20 steps forward and 4,800 steps back on kind of a daily basis.
So let's make it clear that you and I are not against religious freedom in any shape
Absolutely
of the word.
Not.
And
Absolutely
the lies that were perpetuated by Governor Mike Pence of Indiana was that this was the same religious freedom act that exists on a federal level and that has been passed in almost 20 states.
Right.
But the reality is, when you look at the photograph of the people who gathered when he signed the bill, the three people standing directly behind him in the photo, one of them is Kurt Smith, who equates homosexuality with bestiality and adultery. He helped write the bill.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Eric Miller. He distributed a fear flyer falsely claiming that pastors could be jailed for preaching against homosexuality after same-sex marriage passed. And the other person is Micah Clark. He believes homosexuality is a treatable disorder. He publicly raged against a lesbian high school student over a prom tuxedo.
Yeah.
So
this is... It's not a coincidence that these bills are popping up the same revolution as the passage of states' equal marriage rights. It is not a coincidence at all. These are not the same bills that have been around for years, that Bill Clinton signed in the 90s, that President Obama, when he was a senator, signed into the 90s. And that is a clarification that I think that we should talk about too. I'm sure you've seen those conversations on conservative sites, like, well, all of a sudden Hillary Clinton is against these religious freedom bills, but she wasn't against it when her husband signed it in 93. But they're not. This is not the same type of bill.
No,
they're not
bills,
being used
these,
for the same purpose.
Yes, these bills specifically have extra language to allow people in multiple ways to basically say, we don't serve you because. And it severely limits their defense, the ability for people to sue them and to take them to court.
Exactly.
And, so people need to be very on top of the issue. Now, what inspired me to invite you to be the co-host of the premiere of my all new format was a video that you posted, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but the privacy settings on that video were narrow, so that video was not available to everyone. But it was available to me because I, of course, am in your inner circle.
You're in the inner sanctum.
I'm in the inner sanctum where we have satanic orgies all the time.
Oh, you devil.
Oh, did I just say that?
You did. He's kidding. There's no Satan.
There's no Satan or orgies, at least not that you and I have participated in. So I would love for you to tell me how you owned a very successful bakery in New York City, and you were slammed with this moral and ethical decision. Tell us about it.
So here's where the shoe is sometimes on the other foot. So yes, I have this bakery with a partner here in the city, and one day, as I stated in the video, we're just a bakery. We were not a religious organization or a political organization. There was nothing anywhere that said, I'm only going to serve Democrats and gays. There's nothing about it. We're just a regular business, like all of these other regular businesses out there. Anyway, one day we got a really big gift box order for treats for Focus on the Family. And if I'm sure your listeners know who Focus on the Family is, they are essentially a hate group. They're one of these crazy, enormous religious organizations that had a lot to do with, what went on in California with Prop 8. And anyway, look them up. They're huge. But anyway,
I'll stop you for a second. Basically, they say, from their website, Focus on the Family is a global Christian ministry dedicated to helping families thrive. We provide help and resources for couples to build healthy marriages that reflect God's design and for parents to raise their children according to morals and values grounded in biblical principles. But they really are a hate group, and they oppose equality on so many levels consistently.
Yeah.
So that's some more information about them.
Yeah, they make huge donations to anti-gay campaigns, and the list of contributions that they have made for the variety of anti-gay, the list is too long to even talk about. But the partner that I own a bakery with, this is my business partner who happened to be my ex-boyfriend, actually, which was trouble enough. Don't go into business with your boyfriend that you've only known for 6 months. Just a side note. From me to you.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take your word for it.
You might want to not do that. So it was the road was vibrating enough as it was, just the daily walk of having a business, any business in New York City. My point of bringing that up is we were not at that point, particularly in our business, we were not in a position to be turning down orders from anybody. Anybody comes to you with like a multi-hundred-dollar gift thing, you'd be an idiot to turn that down, but I wanted to turn it down. I wanted to let my politics stop me, stop us from doing the order. And my partner, who wasn't particularly political at all, was really just more concerned about the business, said, you can't do this. You cannot bring your personal politics into our business. And I said, absolutely, I bring my personal politics with me everywhere I go. And it ended up being this really kind of devastating war between us. We didn't fill the order for a couple of days. We got in a huge fight. I actually thought we might even close our doors. This was a fundamental difference between the two of us. And how could I possibly even be in business with somebody who would? And then he kept saying, you have to try to understand, their money is as green as anybody else's money. We are not a religious organization. We're just a business. He said, where would it end for you? Who else are you going to deny services to? Somebody that was mean to their kid in the grocery store. You could go on and on denying people. He says, we're not in the business of denying people. And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I started to realize that he was right. How could I honor my own business and honor my own beliefs at the same time? He was not going to help me out with this decision. He was furious at me for even making an issue about it, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. How could I do this? Okay, I can do this. I'm going to take the money that I earned from them, and after I meet my costs from having done the order, I took that money and I delivered it to the Human Rights Campaign. That was how I did it to make myself feel better. My partner was pissed, but it was the compromise that we came up with, you know? And it, like I said in my video, like, the people that I was preparing the order for, Focus on the Family, they didn't know that I was upset. They didn't know anything. They were just as happy as can be. They took their product, and I took their money, and I made another organization that tries to counter everything that they do and made them happy. And it was, frankly, for me, it was just a win-win. It really ended up feeling great. And that's what I was trying to say the other day. Look, if you have to do something as a business that sort of irks you, well, it took nothing away from me to be nice to those people. You know, and I would say to a pizzeria, I would say to a cakery, you know, you don't want to do, it takes nothing away from you to be kind to people, especially if we're in their moment of joy, you know, like a wedding or whatever is happening. It takes nothing, you know, if you feel that strongly about it, put the power back in your own hands and take some of the money that's the gay wedding cake people are going to give you and give it to whoever, you know, your church. I don't understand why it's so hard, you know? And that was my take on the situation. I mean, obviously it's a different situation. You know, I'm sure we'll talk more about the fact that, you know, this, because I've seen a lot of things over the weekend. People are like, you know, this, well, it's a two-way street, and how come these liberal LGBT people can't seem to get it through their heads that you're, I can't even, it's so back-ass words that I can't even describe. It isn't a two-way street, actually, because the only people that are being oppressed here, the people who own a pizzeria or a bakery, are not the ones who are being oppressed. Let's just get it through our heads. You know, you're talking about a minority that's been oppressed for years and years and years and years and years and is finally trying to make a move out of this oppressive state. And there are laws being enacted that are clearly being promoted so that oppression still is in effect. And you know, my situation with my own bakery is just one way in which a business owner that doesn't want to cause a ruckus could take matters into their own hands without hurting anybody's feelings. That's it.
Well, you know, it's like I have this like sick feeling in my stomach about what's happening. And I talked about revealing the secret behind religious hate, in my opinion, and actually all forms of hate. And I'm gonna share with you what my theory is of what's happening, and see if you agree with me. So, these people with such rigid, fundamentalist, black and white ways of seeing the world have no choice but to become rabid dogs in the fight for what they want, because their alternative is to look at the facts and acknowledge that a huge portion of their belief system is wrong, which would cause the whole house of cards to collapse. So what is going on is this huge level of cognitive dissonance, where you have these two inner strongly held beliefs that are in direct conflict with each other. On one level, these people have been taught, perhaps for their whole lives, that this is right and this is wrong. But on another level, they know deep within, inherently, about the fundamental equality of humanity. And virtually every born-again Christian knows deep down inside that that Hindus and Buddhists and all kinds of other people are simply not going to be going to hell because they didn't believe the same thing. That, for me, is what's going on. This this fundamental collision of two truths that people are embracing within, and only one of them will ultimately stand. And I think that this fuels fanaticism in every level.
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. I'm sitting here looking at this meme that apparently Ted Cruz, who wants to be the next leader of the free world here, apparently on the other day, he said companies and small businesses should absolutely not only have the right to turn away gay customers, they should exercise that right. Universal condemnation may convince these people to stop choosing to be gay. And I'm like, that's it. That's the crux of it. That's the bill. That's exactly what they want. Do they really think that you chose to be gay? Is this just a narrative that they've adopted and will not relinquish? 99.9% of all psychologists, psychiatrists in the world have denoted in some form, writings, television shows, whatever, that homosexuality is a state of being. It isn't a state of doing. No one's choosing to be gay. How can these people, these Christians, be beholden to these old words when they are educated people? They've heard the word. They've heard these psychologists and psychiatrists say, oh, by the way, homosexuality isn't an illness. Oh, and by the way, homosexuality isn't a choice any more than a person chooses to have blue eyes or
and by the way, the
hair.
Research shows that gay parents are just as good, if not better, than heterosexual parents. You know, and on and on.
Absolutely.
By the way.
Exactly. You know, so I don't understand this religious narrative. I don't understand how facts are never creeping into their conversations. It's just they just repeat this narrative, hoping that if they say it time and time and time again, somehow it becomes true. If you say it enough times, it becomes true. It doesn't become true. It becomes a factoid. I think you know what a factoid is.
Yeah.
Right? There's no fact involved. It's just your stepfather and my mother sitting listening to Fox News, listening to the narrative being repeated literally hundreds and hundreds upon thousands of times, and then they believe that it's actually true, when in fact, there's no truth to it at all.
No, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal on national TV this past weekend defended the right. This is reported by the Huffington Post, as written by mm-hmm. Amanda Turkle, defended the right of private businesses to deny some services to same-sex couples and expressed discomfort at providing non-discrimination mm-hmm. protections to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. And in another meme that I thought was brilliant, it's a side-by-side meme of Jesus and Indiana Governor Mike Pence. So
yeah.
Jesus is reported to have said, "Whoever comes to me shall not hunger." Governor Pence eliminated food stamps to 65,000 residents. Jesus says, "Sell your possessions and give to the needy." Mike Pence gives corporations the largest tax break in history. Jesus says, "And Mary gave birth to her firstborn son in a manger because they were homeless." Indiana Governor Mike Pence provides zero state funding for homeless shelters. Jesus said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And Indiana Governor Mike Pence signs discrimination law that targets their LGBT neighbors.
Yes. Christianity.
I should say in defense of real Christians that some of the most loving, tolerant, open-minded people I know identify themselves as Christians. So we should single out this group of radical right hate-monger Christians the same way we would single out the minute percentage of Muslims who are in fact terrorists. You know, these are religious extremists. And I should also say that there are plenty of terrorists that are not Muslim. And I should, for example, the Christians that have bombed women's health clinics, you know. So let's just be clear that, you know, in my experience, the people of all faiths can be loving and tolerant and open. And my own spiritual philosophy I articulate is this: I honor and embrace any part of any teaching that celebrates the universal equality of humanity, and I reject any part of any teaching that, in order to be right, has to make other people wrong.
Exactly. I could not concur with you more.
I want you to tell me about the parodies that I played, because you ended up doing the voice of the two fake commercials I played at the top of the show. One of them talking about Tom Colton, and the other on visiting Indiana, the home for bigots. Tell me about these two commercials, how they came about, and how you ended up being the voice of them.
Well, as it happens, my husband is a filmmaker and an editor and a writer, and he's pretty incredible. But he has been hired to do some part-time work for a new internet site called the Internet Action. I have to find it.
Action Network, I think.
Internet Action Force, that's what it's called.
Internet Action Force.
Brand new. Yeah, they just launched a couple of weeks ago, and
The Visit Indiana has had over 300,000 views.
Yeah, it has. So my husband does these part-time little projects for IAF, and the main operator of the site came up with this idea, and we very quickly executed it. You know, these things happen, late at night. We're trying to respond really, really quickly to things that happen in the news, you know, so that you can start debunking right away or start making fun of right away, basically. And, as it happens, I am a professional voiceover artist, so it's handy for my filmmaker, commercial-making husband to have just sitting around the house at his disposal. And he said that he wanted to do it, and I said, I'm definitely on board. Let's do this. And, you know, we start at 11 o'clock at night, and by 9 o'clock in the morning, it's out in the universe, and people, you know, getting to partake in the reality of the situation, and it is a reality. I have had several Facebook fights with strangers, actually, who have commented on those videos and saying that this is absolutely spin by the left and by the LGBT community, that absolutely these laws are not being enacted in any way to demean or, squash anybody's rights, when in fact you and I have already, you know, that's absolutely.
Yeah, as Rachel Maddow does, we had our own little debunction junction. So
exactly. So anyway, so that's fun. We make a lot of films and videos in this house, where it's always a good time. You should, if you can live with a filmmaker, it's really good fun, just for the record.
Well, especially living with that handsome filmmaker that you live with. That could be lots of fun.
Such a cutie. Such a sweet, sweet man.
Who I have yet to meet in person, but I feel like he's my best friend.
Yeah, he would love you.
So, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play those two commercials again, and I'm going to take a break, and after which we're going to talk about your new album and how they relate to what you believe in your heart and what you feel. People who are listening can go to jenhoustonmusic.com right away to see one of your music videos. So how does that sound?
That sounds awesome, babe.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold, and people who are listening, if you're listening live, it is currently 11:34 a.m. on April 6, 2015, Pacific Daylight Time. The number to call is 347-215-8866. I'm live every day, Monday through Friday, at 11 a.m. Pacific Time.
Feeling down because someone won't bake your gay wedding cake? Just remember Senator Tom Cotton's advice to keep things in perspective. In Iran, they don't sell gay wedding cakes. And the gay who asks for cake, he gets hanged. So quit complaining, because sure, being denied your basic human dignity might smart a bit, but at least we're not hanging you. Paid for by religious fanatics with way too much time on their hands. Indiana is the crossroads of America, home to the Indianapolis Colts, the Indy 500, the world-class cities of Indianapolis and Bloomington, and that Hoosier hospitality that makes everyone welcome, especially bigots. Whether you're a family of bigots, a couple of bigots, or just an individual bigot, you can explore Indiana Dunes State Park, tour the covered bridges of Park County, and shame and humiliate people who are different from you to your heart's content. Indiana, it's a great place to be a bigot. Paid for by the Indiana Board of Terrible People.
And the number to call is 347-215-8866. I'm screening your calls now.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com.
And here I am back in the Nicholas Snow Live studios with my good friend Jen Houston. Can you believe that we've known each other for like 32 or 33 years?
I don't know how we could have known each other for 32 or 30 whatever years, because
I didn't know I could.
29.
Yes, of course. How did we? We were psychically communicating in our past lives. That's how it worked.
So, yeah.
Congratulations on your new album. Tell me about
it. Thank you. Oh, well, it's just, this is my second solo album. It's my third album that I've just done in my life. And, it just kind of was born out of, I sold the bakery a year and a half ago. And when I had my life back, basically, I really started to just really get back into the music again. And I had a couple of months when I sold the bakery, or sort of didn't know who I was anymore. And I started this project of doing a song a day for a year, and was really discovering, it was a way to get my big toe basically back into doing music, but it was great to play around with just every single style of music. And basically what I came up with during that year of singing everybody else's music is that I really just want to sing my own music. So I just started writing again, and I wanted to just have it be authentically me, which strangely is kind of an alt country rockabilly thing, which I would have never guessed, 20 years ago that would be me, but it is. And, it's just been great fun, finishing it and working with the people that I've been working with and, promoting it. And we're getting the band together and we're getting ready to have our first gigs out playing the material. And I'm just really excited about it. And it's just fun. And, of course, I also wanted a place where, I wrote Let It Begin for the movie that my husband made about marriage equalities, 3 years ago, and that song never really had a home. I mean, it was just on a movie track. It wasn't on an album. There's no soundtrack for the movie, and I really wanted to have a place for that song to live. It meant a lot to a lot of people.
Tell everyone the name of the movie and where they can
find
it.
Yes, the movie of which I speak is called Married and Counting. And it follows two beautiful men who've been together. Well, now they've been together for almost 30 years. But at the time, they were coming up on their 25th wedding anniversary of being together, and had wanted to get married in New York, where we live. And that was absolutely not possible at that time. So at that time, it was only 8 states that had legalized marriage. So we took a film crew and went to all of those 8 states, and the guys got married in each one of those states, and it turned out to be just a beautiful, sweet, heartfelt gem of a film. And we had a great time with it. We did the festival circuit and won some awards and played a lot of festivals, and now it can be seen on Hulu for free. It can be seen on iTunes, Amazon, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It's called Married and Counting, and your music video for Let It Begin, which is beautifully shot, is at JenHoustonMusic.com. I'm going to play the song, but why don't you tell me if there's anything else you want to say about this song?
Well, for the song, I wanted to have, basically the message is that love is love. That's why there are scenes from the movie Married and Counting, since it is the theme song for Married and Counting. But there are also lots of very young people in love. There's straight people in love being married. There's lots of weddings. There's lots of just joyous scenes of people just being in love. And that's really what I wanted the video to be, not necessarily just clips from the movie, but just, it's love is love, for God's sake. Can we just agree upon that? And anyway, that's what I have to say.
Fantastic. Just Let It Begin.
Cover me like water.
soundtrack of the beautiful film Married and Counting, and from Jen Houston's new album, I Was Told There Would Be Pie, that's Let It Begin. You can find that music video at jenhoustonmusic.com. Jennifer, you were on to talk about Married and Counting, and I played the song then, I played it now, I've seen the music video, beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And you already know, because I put you in a private room with him during the break when I knew he was on the phone. Right now I'm bringing on to the air Stephen Mosier. He's one half of the couple profiled in Married and Counting and a great friend of yours. Welcome back to the show, Stephen.
Hi, Nicholas. Hi, Jenny Benny Houston.
Hi.
So, Stephen, you've been following along this whole Religious Freedom Restoration Act BS, and I know that it gets your goat like it gets ours, and you've been listening on to the show. What are you inspired to add to the conversation?
Oh, I was just telling Jennifer in our private room that I don't know if I should say what I feel on the air, because I am daily more and more disheartened that America has become the country of hate. I am just really discouraged by every time that I turn on the news or turn on my computer to read about one more politician, one more religious group that wants to push us down, even kill us, and it drives me to want to move to another country. But I can't do that because my life is here, my family is here, my loved ones are here. So instead, I have to do something exhausting. I have to stay here and fight. I'm so tired of fighting. It's very, very discouraging. But what isn't discouraging is the people that I see fighting back. That lifts me up.
They say it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. And in other words, it's the most weird, bizarre people that get the media spotlight. And the reality is, because members of the LGBT community have been telling our truths to the people who know us and the people who love us, that over time, the mythology has faded away, and who we really are has come to the forefront, that we're just like everybody else, that we're loving, passionate, worthy, deserving, powerful human beings. What's happening is that the people that are most invested in holding on to these hateful truths imagine rats trying to get away from a flood. You know, there's this flood of knowledge. There's this flood of knowledge and this flood of truth, and these rats are scurrying to hold on to their piece of cheese. But it isn't going to work, because truth is going to prevail.
Yes, I understand that. I once heard, and I'm trying to remember where I heard it, but I heard someone say that the truth is like the sun. You can block it out for a while, but it will get in. And I think that's a beautiful thing to say, but when stuff happens, like this pizza parlor, it just really works my last nerve. I can't tell you how much it irks me that these hate mongers have made 185 5,000, I think.
850,000. Almost,
you know,
800.
It's disgusting, you know. And these awful people, these odious people, are helping to fund hatred. Yeah, and we've got all these poor organizations and charitable groups that could use money, but they're not getting the kind of money that the hate mongers are getting, or that the hate mongers are giving. And
Stephen, I want to stop you for a second, because there's a piece of this story that people don't realize. Okay, so on one level, yes, people all over the world gave money to the owners of Memory's Pizza to the tune of almost $1 million. Which, by the way, is more than was raised in the crowdfunding effort for victims of the Boston Marathon bombing, by the way.
Yes, that's pretty disgusting.
But it was driven, basically the campaign to raise money for these people was driven by conservative media. And as reported in the Washington Post, just early this morning at 3:27 a.m., they're reporting that conservative commentator Lawrence B. Jones was behind the crowdfunding for Indiana Pizza Shop that won't cater a gay wedding. This was basically all of the conservative media got behind this campaign. It's as if there was tens of millions of dollars of free advertising to generate donations to these people.
Yeah.
That is in fact what happened. It was major multi-million dollar television networks that
that make you sick that the people in power have this ability to do evil instead of good. They choose to focus on something wicked rather than focus on something beautiful. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. I just was reading about that too, Nicholas. Let's talk about that, the whole Indiana pizzeria situation. Yeah, The Blaze was the first, which is Glenn Beck's organization, or the people. They made it seem like the GoFundMe for the pizza parlor was this grassrootsy, you know, people putting money. It absolutely was not. You're absolutely right. It was just, it was huge Christian and Republican organizations dumping money in. This wasn't a grassroots. It wasn't millions of Christian people who felt that they had been wronged putting into the pizza parlor. And let's also talk about the fact that supposedly that the Indiana pizza parlor couldn't stay open because they had been receiving a barrage of death threats. Okay, they didn't receive any death threats. What they got was one gay high school teacher in the next town over tweeted, "Who's going to help me burn down the pizza place?" Which is awful. It's awful, and I think it's discouraging that, you know, we said something like that. But that woman has lost her job, and she is under federal investigation now for having it. So that's over. There was no barrage of death threats. What happened to that pizza parlor, they made their crude, crass, stupid little statement about not wanting to be, you know, have to deal with the gays, and they just couldn't handle the heat. They caused a shitstorm, and they couldn't handle it, and they closed.
They closed within one day.
Yeah, that's bullshit. And not only that, but if you read the police report of what actually was happening, they also had police protection. They live in a town with only 2,200 people.
Only four policemen in the town.
Yeah, I mean, for God's sake, they made it. This is a story that's not being hyped up by the left to look like something that it's not, which is what I have been seeing all weekend long. It's absolutely a story that's been hyped up by the right to make it look like something that it's not.
You know, Cindy Lauper's True Colors organization says if $842,000 can be raised for a pizza joint, what can we raise to help homeless kids? And if you go to Pizza 4, the number 4, don't spell it out, pizza4equality.org, the message is, there is much disgust and consternation in the LGBT community over a viral fundraiser effort that has, of this writing, earned $842,387. Many have lamented, if only our cause could raise that much money that fast, I say yes, we can. So I looked and saw that Cindy Lauper's True Colors Fund has set April 29th as the first national hashtag 40 to none day to end LGBT youth homelessness. And I thought, would it not be totally awesome if we equality supporters and pizza lovers could match that Memories Pizza charity by April 29th? Can we match their amount and help homeless youth get off the street, learn life skills, and get education and jobs? So Cindy Lauper's True Colors organization, go to pizza4equality.org.
I can do that.
Wow. So, Stephen, have you heard all of Jen's new album?
I actually listen to it every day.
Oh, fantastic. So, Stephen, you're welcome to stay.
I listen to it every day.
Stephen, you're welcome to stay on for the rest of the show. I want to play, and I'll bring you both on after the other song that Jen's provided for us today. So tell me, Jen, about Ain't As Good As It Gets.
You know, it's funny. And Stephen, I don't even know if you know this story, but I kind of wrote this for you and Pat as well. I wrote this around the time when the movie was getting started, and you know, that we were just at the inklings, the beginning of having marriage equality be even be a thing. It wasn't even really a thing, you know, and there was so much talk about marriage and being denied rights and being heartsick over prejudices and relationships in general. And I actually wrote that one day with you guys in mind. That's all I have to say about that.
Aww, did you know that, Stephen?
I did not, and I thought I knew all of Jennifer's stories.
I think I actually told Pat that. I think I put it on YouTube and said, Pat, Pat had said something that really provoked me writing the song, and I honestly can't even remember what it was exactly that he had said. But anyway, that said,
so here we go. I'm going to play it, but do you two want to listen to the song, or do you want to be in the private room again?
Oh, let's be in the private room.
All right,
okay.
I'll meet you there.
I'm putting you guys in your own private green room. Isn't that cool that I offer this service?
I've been put in the private room many times.
Ah, well, okay. I'm starting the song, and I'm going to put Jen Houston singing Ain't As Good As It Gets, and I'm going to put Stephen and Jennifer in their private room.
Away, there are things I remember.
Houston singing Ain't As Good As It Gets from her new album, I Was Told There Would Be Pie. Find it at jenhoustonmusic.com. I'm going to bring back into the studio Jen Houston and Steve Mosier. And joining us is also Pat Dwyer, Stephen's husband. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Hello. Hello, lovely Nicholas and Jennifer.
Hi.
So I was going to say it's old home week, but in some ways it's also old homo week, right?
That's indeed. Indeed. And I have to apologize up front. I'm just back from the dentist, so I'm dead inside, you guys. I'm dead inside.
Well,
if I sound funny.
I'm glad that you you've been able to join us. And Pat, you haven't had the advantage of listening to the conversation thus far, but one of the key points that I have made a few times during the show is that this escalation in anti-gay hatred, I equate it to rats trying to escape from a flood. There's a flood of enlightenment and awareness about who LGBT people really are, and these bigoted rats are doing everything they can to avoid facing the flood or the knowledge of who we are, because if they accept the fact that LGBT folks are just like everyone else, then they have to realize that a big part of what they believe religiously is one big house of cards.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Nicholas. It's that feeling, you know, it's now in the room with you, and just like being in the room with a stranger or someone who's come into your space, it can be destabilizing, and you're left wondering, okay, how do I cope here? And as you say, they're running from the flood. That's their coping mechanisms for the moment.
Well, Even though this hate is getting a lot of attention, it's mobilizing us even more. And all three of you can chime in on this. But I think that, you know, we saw in the last presidential election cycle, we saw the Republican Party alienate everyone. And there was this talk about how they would rehabilitate themselves, and what they're continuing with is the ongoing destruction of themselves. And I think ultimately truth and enlightenment will prevail. But what would you like to say on that? Let's start with you, Jen.
You know, I think that I've said it in as many ways as I can find to say it. I think that the thing that keeps coming back to me, this assumption that homosexuals are doing something wrong has nothing's going to change with these people. Nothing's going to change until they admit that homosexuality isn't a sin. A sin is making a full-minded, full-body choice to engage in something that is morally reprehensible. If I choose to buy a gun and go out on the street and kill a person, I think that's a sin. If a human being is born with a birthmark, blue eyes, black skin, or happen to be born a homosexual, there's no way, shape, or form you can justify that that is a sin. So until we can get out of this narrative where homosexuality is a sin, nobody's going to be able to do anything. I've always said, Nicholas, I mean, you've met my mom. Just coming from this right-wing, religious, uptight, white, crispy family where I felt like I just couldn't win an argument because she had Jesus on her side. I couldn't say anything that I thought would engage. I couldn't have these kinds of conversations with my mom because she had the Bible and that was boom. The doors would come slam down. And there was no conversation to be had. That's got to change. How are we still in this narrative where homosexuality is a sin?
Well, here's the reality of it all, okay? many of us are people of faith. A lot of us aren't. I personally have a higher power, which is an important part of my over 14 years of sobriety. But the reality Woo-hoo! Is we live on a planet where all humanity is created equal, and everyone has the right to believe as they want or not believe at all. And it is ridiculous that we insist that the world be seen through the lens of fundamentalist Christianity. And it's the people that are asking for religious freedom who want to impose their religion on everyone else.
Yes, absolutely.
Not that I have an opinion. Go ahead, Pat.
Right. Well, and then to take up something, jumping off what Jennifer was saying, one of the things that is so destabilizing in this country to the conservative element is a loss of the control of the narrative. More and more, the narrative is changing. We see it happening. We see it happening in the younger generations who simply just don't give a crap about someone's sexuality and are more prone to even celebrate it. And more religious leaders are changing their narratives, too. It's happening slowly. It's happening on the liberal side of the fence. But more and more, we are gaining ground. We are gaining control of the narrative. And that's where enlightenment, that's where the thin end of the wedge of enlightenment gets in, is that narrative.
And Stephen, what would you like to add?
I can't add anything. I think Pat and Jennifer have said it more eloquently than I could possibly say it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm the pretty one. I'm the pretty one, remember?
He loves to pretend that he doesn't have a mouthful of comments, but he does.
I don't want to get profane on Nicholas's show.
I thought it was interesting, though, Nicholas. Did you notice like the difference between the two of them, Pat? It's interesting. You are actually extremely optimistic about what's happening, and Stephen, I think you and I feel probably more closely aligned in saying, unfortunately, maybe we need to take a lesson from Pat. He's fairly optimistic about the changes that are happening slowly, and you and I feel like the changes are not happening fast enough, and I don't want to see even one article about, well, let's throw homosexuals into prison camps and blow their heads. I mean, I don't want to see that anywhere. You know,
you're
right.
I can't believe that people say stuff like that. I cannot believe that in 2015 people actually have these ridiculous ideas that point right back to Nazi Germany, I've seen, and they're talking about putting us in camps and killing us. People are trying to pass laws that say that it's legal to kill us.
Yes.
Come on. What
in
are we
California,
talking about?
In California, there's they're trying to pass a law that allows them to shoot gays in the head on the spot.
Exactly.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that lovely?
Not
how 1942.
Yeah, this is
on a lighter note.
Very dangerous.
On a lighter note, someone asked me, "When did you know you were gay?" And I said, "I'm not sure, but I think I had a dick in my mouth at the time."
Oh my God! Hey, I was so worried about being profane.
Wow.
That's a racy. A racy comment that uses no cuss words. At any rate,
indeed.
I want to thank all of you for being on the show today. Is there anything any of you are compelled to add before we wrap it up?
Yes, everyone should buy Jennifer's CD. I was told there would be pie. Available on Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, and at JenHoustonMusic.com.
Love
thank
it.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
I'll let you have the last word, Jennifer. Anything from you, Pat?
Well, recently Jennifer told me, I'll just say this very quickly, Jennifer told me the story about getting an order when she was a baker from a conservative organization.
Yes, we talked about that in detail at the top of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think there should be a worldwide campaign that does encourage that kind of business exchange so that liberal businesses do accept the dollars from conservative organizations and then turn those dollars into a positive thing. You know, hashtag donate douchebag dollars, something like that.
Okay. I just wanted to let all of you know that every day at 11, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and that's 1, 2, 3 o'clock your time. No, it's 2 o'clock your time. Yes. Wait, 11, yes. 12. Well, yeah, 2 yes. o'clock your time. I'm going live. I'm always going to be discussing hot topics. If you guys are interested in the topic of the day, you're always welcome to call in. Tomorrow's a show, the headline is Homophobia, Death Threats, and Government Complicity, Jamaican LGBTs Under Attack. It's going to be a fascinating show. The following day, I'm going to be asking the question, does Alcoholics Anonymous work? Because there's a book that came out that is saying that it's very ineffective, and I happen to believe differently. And on Thursday's show, I have fashion designer and openly HIV-positive role model Mondo Guerra. A new interview from him. He disclosed his HIV status on Project Runway. He's a great guy. I've interviewed him, and we'll be talking about Dining Out for Life, which is coming up April 30th in cities throughout the U.S. and Canada. So that's what's happening with my show. Listen, I love all of you, and I appreciate what you're doing, and I want to thank you for being on the show today. It's great.
Thank you, Nicholas. So much. You're wonderful. Keep up the amazing work of getting all the good words out there, man. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you. And, you know, in about 3 minutes when this show ends, it becomes available for when you share it on Facebook, people can play it right from their feed. So
Awesome. Everyone
go to work on your social. Thank you. Everyone go to work on your social networking. And, Jen, you're the bomb, as they say.
Honey, thank you so much. I hope that we have the opportunity to see each other face-to-face in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I got to get my butt out to New York and find a husband.
You do? Honey, I got a place for you to stay. Come anytime you want.
Oh, hey, everyone heard that. Everyone heard that. I just have to make sure I come in a weekend when you don't have 17 people there already.
No, anytime you want. Come on over.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Thank you so much. Thanks,
You're
guys.
You're welcome. Check out JenHoustonMusic.com. You know, in my new format, what I thought was I would keep my show to about 30 minutes. Well, an hour and 15 minutes later, that didn't happen. So maybe the shorter show won't happen in the new format, but what is happening is interaction with live callers. That's why I'm going to show up every single day at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday Pacific time to really engage my two-way communication with a live audience. So be sure to join me. I'm here for you, and I love it that you're here participating in the conversation. I mentioned Dining Out for Life. Check out diningoutforlife.com to find out where you can dine out later this month to raise money for your local HIV/AIDS service organization.
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer?
Or a spicy chef?
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air when communicating with or about the show using any form of social media. Be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.